One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
a
prison.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff to German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault?
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin or Rumble, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate the support. We couldn't do it without you, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who make this show happen. Chemical Free Body has been with us since the very beginning. They are making amazing products that actually work. What a novel idea. Supplements that do what they're supposed to do. You can take the Green 85 green drink every morning like I do, or if you're interested, you can do the detox bundle, which I've done twice. It will lean you out. It's Green 85 in the morning, and then it's gut detox, toxin detox, ultra enzymes, and probiotics. It's just capsules. You just take a handful of capsules in the morning, drink your green drink, and you're done. And you do that for 90 days, and then you come talk to me because I had to buy all new shorts because none of them fit after that. And I must say that I am not somebody that has a lot of weight to lose, and I lost weight anyway. So look, some results may vary. I'm not saying that you're going to have the same outcome that I had, but it is very effective. It actually works. So do this. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Take a look. Read up about it. See what you think. If you find something that you like, the discount code on your way out is macro. And also a big thanks to Legal Shield. They have been in business for 50 years in the United States and Canada. They'll get you access to an attorney in your area for a reasonable price, $30 a month. That's a great place to start. Do you have your last will and testament or your medical directive, a financial power of attorney, all of these documents that you need to have if you're an adult, you don't want to pay the thousands of dollars to get them made, but you need it. Legal Shield can do that for you. It's so easy. You'll get an app on your phone. You just open it up, click what you need. You need documents. There's a drop-down checklist. Start knocking off boxes. Boom, boom, boom. I need this. Submit. It sends it to an attorney in your area. And within 24 hours, you'll get a call. They'll say, hey, this is Bob. I'm at this law firm down the street that you've driven by a million times and never thought of. And we work with Legal Shield, and we'd love to have you come in on Friday. And these are the documents you need to bring. And we'll knock all this out in one day. So if you don't have a will and a last will and testament, if you don't have these documents, you might want to consider it. Best place to do that is go to the website that they built specifically for us, www.don'tgetpushedaround.com, and see what you think, if it's right for you. If you carry a gun, they have documentation for that. If you have a small business and you don't, you know, big enough business that you need some legal help, but not big enough to have a legal department, there's a small business plan. If you're getting ready for trial, you can pre-buy trial hours. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on over there. So go to the website, don'tgetpushedaround.com, to see what you think. Well, now that we got the business out of the way, I must tell you, it's my great pleasure to have one of my favorite people in the world. We've done so many shows together, and it's great to finally have you here so that we could talk about your new book, ladies and gentlemen, the great Mel Kay. Hi, Mel.
Hi. Right back at you. And it has been a wild journey for us together. I think we've been talking for about four years at least, and it has really come to now. Where it's time to actually make some real choices individually and for this nation. And I'm so glad to be on the same team with you.
Well, likewise. And one of the things that we're realizing as we go through this is that people are going to get their information a variety of different ways. Some people will get it on their nightly news or television. Some people find it online. Others, maybe articles or conversations with friends. Writing a book is a different animal altogether. I want to, this is Mel's new book, Americans Anonymous by Mel Kay. Oh, I'm so excited to get into this because I must say, you know, however you reach the people, you got to do it. Whether it's writing a book, doing podcasts, turning this book into an audiobook or whatever, however right. You can do it. It's important that we give people a variety of methods to come to this information. And I'll tell you what. You did something so smart with this book. This book is a 12-step program. And as people that know, if anyone who's gone through the program would know, I have not, but I know people who have. The first step is admitting that you have a problem, right? That's the first thing you got to do. And we in America, are we at the point where we're going to get in that big, you know, that big circle and look each other in the eye and stand up and say, my name is the United States of America. And I have a huge problem. Are we there yet? Are we honest about that yet? Are we still driving by liquor stores and peeking in?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're there in some ways. And that is not in a small part because of the voices of many people on podcasts and elsewhere that have been silenced and censored and then had to pop up somewhere else and had to make alliances and allegiances with different people and work together to keep our voices out there through a very difficult period of time. And I want to say your book, Octopus of Global Control, really did help me in writing a couple Great. Sections in my book, because yes, I believe that we have to admit that we have a problem and that the problem is us, we the people individually. It's individual liberty, individual sovereignty, personal responsibility for what's happened to this nation, because as I identify in the book, I feel that our country is addicted to conflict and chaos. And I believe that there are actual dealers and pushers and distributors. And I break it down on many levels, which lead all the way to, as we've discussed many times, the global public-private partnership that consider themselves stakeholders of planet Earth, or as I call them, the parent company, which is the 0.001% billionaire globalist oligarchy that you and I speak about a lot. You break down the best in Octopus book. And, you know, it's really, we've discussed before too, that you can't be propagandized if you know they're doing that. And if you're empowered with actual information and you know the players and all of that. And, you know, the most important point I did early in Hollywood, have to go through my own recovery phase, And the best part about that is, as we both lived in the area, it's like you could walk into a meeting, right? And you're going to see people that were crack addicts on Hollywood Boulevard and billionaire producers from Malibu. And likely the crack addict will be the sponsor of the billionaire Malibu producer. And there's no gay, straight, black, white. It's all gone once you walk through the door. You got to leave your ego outside. And as I say in this book, your LDI, whatever you are, can't come in. This has to be about freedom, liberty, privacy, and sovereignty. And and as I point out, it's not a thing that can be solved in Washington, D.C., because the octopus of global control is in everyone's backyard. And we do have spheres of influence where we can change the way things are where we are by coming together and being the oversight board for our local government, our local tax dollars, our state. You know, there's a lot more we can do individually if we start to dismantle and disengage and decentralize ourselves. So to me, this is more a book about the individual American citizen really defining who they are, what they are, what they want for the future. I believe that we are at a time in history that will be looked back as a great turning point for humanity globally. And like I always say, you know, Trump says they're not after me, they're after you and I'm in the way. True. But bigger than that is they're not after America. They're after the world, and America's in the way. And we should be proud of that. And we should think about what does that mean? And that really is about liberty, sovereignty, and every person on planet Earth having the divine right to live up to their best potential and have the tools to do that. And the game that they play, the globalist billionaire oligarchy, is to divide and conquer, is to pick winners and losers, is to use the IMF and the World Bank and all of them to manipulate the concept of developing nations and just all this bogus stuff, the end of the military-industrial complex. So the most important part in recovery for most people that have ever gone through it or have not, or have parents or friends, and this is for anything, drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex, whatever it is a section I call Sick Is Our Secrets. And I don't believe that we can really, really weed out, as we thought we did after World War II, the cancer that is metastasized around the world unless we start to be very honest about what happened in 1963 to JFK and everything since.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It is. It's if you're the global oligarchy and you have ideas on world government or world governance, you look at America and it's a huge roadblock to that. It's not even so much the you know, legally or from a government standpoint, it's the mentality of Americans that are just, they're just built a little bit differently, or at least we used to be. You know, the idea of America was like, well, we're going to work hard, we're going to, you know, invest in building something great, and we're going to then share that with the rest of the world, and we're going to be builders, not destroyers. Well, that is, you can't have that mentality. And so part of what has to happen is, don't they have to just destroy our soul, destroy your desire to get up in the morning and work and do something that you're passionate about or take care of your family? This idea that if they can destroy the soul of America, it's the first step towards taking down the country as a whole, right?
Yeah. And you know what I explain a lot too is the manipulation of language and law, be it lawfare or how they turn everything around to make it a trigger emotionally rather than just dealing in facts and truth. Obviously, the media is a completely corrupt, destroyed entity. At this point, they destroyed themselves. And as I said, you know, I spent a long time, 22 years in Hollywood, and I will tell you, it was great to watch the dumpster fire that was the last 3 weeks of Kamala's campaign to show, you know, you don't have that kind of power, certainly not anymore. And we see through you and the manipulation and the mind control, the straight up MKUltra-esque controlling of the narrative that has been so obvious and in your face now. Because when you and I mean, certainly you've been talking about this for a decade or more, but certainly since I started talking about this about 6 years ago, there are a lot more people that were awakened to the reality that maybe our country has been lying to us and on a massive scale during the pandemic. I mean, nothing could have backfired more on the globalist oligarchy than the pandemic. And it was a terribly executed plan. It was very obvious when they're all coming on TV saying Build Back Better and all the same buzzwords. Then you're hearing about the tactical group at the World Health Organization run by Cass Sunstein. And you're seeing these players. Also, several people have been very good at explaining color revolutions. Now people can see them coming, like what's happening right now in Georgia and Moldova. So, I mean, these things are global, but we, the people of the United States, have to take responsibility for how much of them we have been deceived to pay for and how much we have been deceived to participate. I mean, these people, oh, my God, we can't pull out of NATO. Yeah, really? Why? Or, you know, the UN has been developing nations for 75 years that don't even have running water. Like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And then I think also a double down was the $200 billion to Ukraine when we actually have tens of thousands of acres of abandoned farmland in America, full on abandoned whole towns with factories in Ohio, in Michigan, in Illinois, all over this country. And they've pushed everyone into New York and California. And meanwhile, they're sending our money overseas when we should be building bullet trains to take us everywhere in this country. We should be, I mean, water. And there's so much we could do with infrastructure. And yet they do the infrastructure bill, or they give the Pentagon $900 billion when they haven't even been audited since the loss before 9/11. So there's just so much. But the big thing is what you said. It's admitting, and not because in the beginning, when I talked about some of the things I talk about in the book, people would be like, well, don't say that about America. Well, I am going to say that about America, not because it's our fault, but because we did not pay attention as it was happening. And now we have been so drugged and mind controlled and manipulated. Just if you look at the switch from COVID to Ukraine, it was a mental manipulation that if you saw it, and we did, and we talked about it on Union, of course, it was so clear that there is a large chunk of this country, which now after the Kamala thing, I would say is about 20 million, 30 million people that are so easily manipulated. And the scariest part is a lot of them are also the people that went to the Poison Ivy League. They are the people that have pretended to be the experts. There are no experts in what is happening on planet Earth right now. This is an unprecedented period. So a lot of things are falling apart, but I wanted to write a book to empower people to actually think about it. So I actually do have 12 steps and exercises and really how to start to communicate with people again in a way that is healthy, because a lot of the toxic hatred and gross, you know, just divisions are really manufactured by the media with their partners in the intelligence community to keep us from ever talking to each other. And as you and I know, when people do get together and start to talk, we have a lot more in common and we want a lot more of the same things. And both of us have said from the start, we don't want to live in their 2030 dystopia. So who's going to do that? Us.
You've got to have tough love, right? In a situation like this, whether you're looking at somebody who's an alcoholic or you're looking at Uncle Sam who's lost the plot. This isn't done with malice. It's done in order to acknowledge where we actually are and get honest about that and then build up from there. What do we do about, you mentioned the Poison Ivy League. What do we do about the academia? This is such a disappointment. You and I went to similar schools.
To NYU. We went to the same school on different coasts.
Exactly. It's the same school on different coasts.
Right.
I think about my college experience and how it was. I laugh because I was the last graduating class that didn't have an email address because it started the year afterwards. So I think about, which makes me sound like I'm a million years old. I realize that, but
I'm the same age.
It wasn't like that in school. There were no safe spaces. There were no professors that were telling me to chop my dick off. There was none of this stuff. And there was no indoctrinate. I mean, I went to school. I never got any. There was no political slanting that I picked up on. I wasn't really as in tune to it, but also it never felt like that. You could go sign up for ROTC if you wanted to, or, you know, you could go to the job fair and there were a bunch of diabolical companies there trying to recruit you, of course. But I never got the feeling that there was any sort of political leanings to my education one way or the other. I felt very neutral in that regard. I would not, my daughter's in eighth grade now, and I don't think, well, I definitely don't see college the same way I did when I was in high school thinking about that. How do we turn this massive academia ship around? Because if we don't, it feels like you're going to turn out a couple generations of woke Marxist morons that are going to, you know, be incompatible with what America actually stands for. Is there a solution to this? Do you have an exercise that we could maybe incorporate to help us reimagine the academic world a little bit differently?
You can't use reimagine. They already stole that, the socialist communists.
Sorry.
So we have to come up with a better world.
I don't want to be unburdened by reimagining what could have been.
Exactly. Well, first we have to admit one huge thing. The endowments of these colleges, and let alone the tax-exempt status, both need to be very, very closely investigated, because right now, most of the Ivy League schools are billion-dollar endowments with a school attached. And that's a real problem.
Yeah.
A lot of the money is also coming from overseas, as we learned about the Penn Biden Center. Most of that money is coming from the CCP. We also have learned all over this country that, unfortunately, the actual domestic terrorists of the Weather Underground and their ilk of the 60s ended up going to academia. And you can even go back, which I do in the book, to Operation Paperclip and the importation of actual Nazis into our institutions, including our academic institutions.
Right.
And much of this was about a cultural revolution similar to what happened in China. These people, many of them are Marxists. Look at, that Kamala Harris was running for office. And then to look in both of her parents' past and what they were teaching and what they were doing and how involved she was, you think, like, how could that ever be the nominee? And it wasn't. I mean, we're the first country on planet Earth that actually had the option, I believe, to vote our way against communism and socialism and engineering of that level, because that's exactly where we were headed. But I do think we have to look at this entire, you know, them paying off the student loans with taxpayer dollars. It took me 22 years to pay off NYU. For real, I paid it off in 2019. And I'll tell you right now that they called me shortly after Joe Biden got into office and started asking me if I needed relief for my student loans. I go through a whole thing. The lady says, oh, you paid them off. I said, yeah, well, what if I didn't? She goes, well, you don't qualify if you did. I go, well, what if I did? She's like, this is only for people that hadn't been paying at all. And I'm thinking, wow, I was terrified so many months being like, okay, how am I going to pay my student loan? Because that'll ruin my future if I don't pay that first. And here I am. And this is causing, again, a lot of division and anger. Again, I'm somebody who thinks that affirmative action should have been overturned. I did not think it was fair in any way. And then, you know, they're getting rid of academic standards. They're getting rid. The SAT has been totally turned around. You know, they're looking at your grades don't even matter anymore. Now they want you. You know, they it got taken away, but now you have to send a picture or a video so that they know. I mean, this whole thing about having to go to college is a fraud.
Yes.
That is not true. I mean, if you want to, if you're studying something, a lot of people ask me about film school and I say, go work as a PA for at least 2 years on a movie set. And then tell me if you actually want to go into that, because that's about 18 hours a day for about $100 a day for your first several years. So why not go learn it? And there's many things like that. We also have been a country that has, I think, turned academia and people that have these degrees into somehow superior, and they're not. They're people that, frankly, did not go out into the world. I know people who never left academia, ever, still are professors and PhDs, but, you know, throw them in the middle of New York City during COVID, and they're wearing two masks and gloves, and they have a PhD from, Harvard or MIT. Real people I know, and they're terrified, and they're not, you can't even ask questions. There's no critical thinking. So what exactly have we been doing that we've elevated this group of schools essentially from Europe and to a standard to which in America we have a level of deciding who has the who has the right ideas, who should be talking, who are the experts. Another great thing, of course, about the COVID was that we realized that the expert class is a fraud, and it's bought off easily. So talk about ethics and morals when you look at that. Even the all the money that was paid to these celebrities, I thought they were going on stage because Megan Thee Stallion and J-Lo and all these and Beyonce. No, they were paid. So, you know, everything is turning out to be a giant fraud. And in my opinion, you got to start at the endowments and the non-for-profit. You know, NYU is the biggest landowner in New York City. Why is that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. The NYU and the Archdiocese. So think about them. Think about how much that land's worth.
Yeah.
And yet they have an endowment of several billion dollars. So, and then it still costs a fortune to go there and you can pay loans mm-hmm. for 20 years. And now they want to pay people off of those loans in all of these, since we were in college, all of these majors that go nowhere. I mean, what are they going to do when the entire DEI HR, experiment goes under? What do we have about, 200,000 people that have those jobs in universities and schools all over this country that we need to have to go figure out what to do for a living. So, there's all of that. But we do have to be honest that the idea that somebody has a MBA from, even Stanford or one of these schools doesn't automatically mean they're smarter than you. It just means that they have a credential that may or may not make them smart at all.
Yeah. It's been disheartening to watch really intelligent people miss some obvious concepts. COVID was one of them. There was a real litmus test to get an idea of are you smart or are you are you book smart or are you worldly smart? I mean, if you're still turning on MSNBC and getting your information from that and basing your worldview on the things that Rachel Maddow tells you to be afraid of, you're going to see the world in a very different way. Those are the people that are fearful and shaving their heads and getting handmade and tailed costumes and triple extra large and wearing those around and doing all those things. Those are broken people. I don't want to be a broken person. I have no interest in doing that. I don't want this country to be broken either. I mean, I'm not a tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree type of guy or anything like that. I don't get weepy about when the Star Spangled Banner plays, but I want what's best for my friends and my family and the people in my community. And the thing that is frustrating about this is that it's not like it's some impossible task to make the country better or the world better. There's some real obvious things that have been done intentionally the wrong way, that if only we would just reverse them, this world could be so much better. I wonder about our relationship with the United Nations and the world, and then as a subset of that, with the World Health Organization. This idea that normies out there think, well, man, it's the World Health Organization that they're concerned about the health of everyone in the world, and so therefore we should probably listen to them. And they don't know the details of who this group really is. I mean, is America able to get the help that it needs while it's still under the control of these international NGOs?
I mean, I don't believe so. That's why I like the talk of pulling out of the Fed. Also, the talk of pulling out of the UN. Obviously, I am, as you are, very cognizant of the parent company, the public-private partnership that's right now not just running our country, but the world. And what's very interesting is I don't think a lot of the American people, because of either being overwhelmed, exhausted, whatever it is. What does Noah Harari say? We just got to fill them with drugs and video games and a lot of this manipulation. But when you look at what you're talking about, all the way back to the creation of the United Nations, especially between Brzezinski, Kissinger, the Crown, a lot of these people, and the unholy alliance between Chatham House and the Council of Foreign Relations, what you really do look at is, and you brought up Maddow, a Rhodes Scholar, what you really do look at is a long-term plan for regionalized global governance above our governments, which I believe we are at. You know, when you can't look at Larry Fink and think, he's running all of our pensions at a $13 trillion. Nobody got in trouble for 2008. That controlled demolition of the financial markets. But BlackRock now not only runs all of our pensions and has a $13 trillion organization going over there. They also run the AI that influences people on trading. And then he's on the board of the World Economic Forum, author of the ESG, you know, global social credit score, all of that. Also, BlackRock's the only company that's allowed to freely, it looks like, work in communist China. And all, and he's also on the board of the Council of Foreign Relations. So there certainly is, even if you just go to him and his web, and I mean, there's many other people, there is a company, a global partnership that is above our government, above our people. And wow. Frankly, we have to be very honest about not just that, but the unholy alliance between that public-private partnership and the post-Patriot Act intelligence blob. And these two things, then you put in the lawfare blob, and what you realize is that the three branches of government that are actually supposed to represent we the people are completely captured. Yep. One side, they're going to get the lawfare people after them for anything they can. They got the Epstein blackmail list and everything else we still don't know about Epstein. Mm-hmm. Then you got the entire unconstitutional Patriot Act, DHS, which is a Frankenstein agency with its hands in everything, run by possibly, I think, the worst politician on the front lines I've ever seen in my lifetime, Mayorkas. And then You start to look at it, and who are they working for? And it is this mess, as you call it perfectly, and I use it all the time, the octopus of global control. And Charlie, the next thing that the American people should look at there is how much money we're giving these groups, because in September of 2023, the Biden-Harris administration had an event. You and I covered that UN event where they had like the drones, and they welcomed back the Clinton Global Initiative, and BlackRock's up there talking about taking over all the farmland in Ukraine, and everyone's mm-hmm. clapping as usual. And I'm thinking, oh my God. And then they put on the White House website, Biden-Harris Global Goals. And the first line says that not only did Barack Obama sign on the United States of America to Agenda 2030 in 2015, but that Biden and Harris were going to make sure that they achieved the 17 development goals of Agenda 2030, which you and I know to be a full totalitarian track and trace technocratic surveillance state of the world, but that they were going to lead the way. And then in the same document that's still up there, they outline the 17 sustainable development goals and about $3 trillion all going to globalist entities connected to the World Economic Forum and the mm-hmm. UN. All of it. So what we really have to realize is, oh my God, we almost did really lose our country. And Second, sovereign nation states are counting on the United States to maintain that sovereignty. And I do believe that the whole world, frankly, despite what we're being told, had a sigh of relief. Now, whatever Trump's going to do going forward, we just have sand in the gears right now. But we really do have to dismantle. I do hear that Trump is going to reverse a lot of executive orders, including putting us back in UNESCO, putting us back in the World Health Organization and Paris Climate Accords, all of which he pulled out of, which is really why they hated him the most. Trillions mm-hmm. of dollars were lost because Trump won. Trillions of dollars were regained when Biden was installed. And here we are again. Now it's up to the American people to keep the pressure on, because Trump didn't win. We did. And when I say we, I mean literally we, me and you and everyone watching us. And this was a pressure campaign that was coming from inside America organically through podcasts and all of us that were silenced and censored and had to find ways to pop up somewhere else and to make these groups that now. But right now, I really hope people don't think that we won any kind of war. We might have won one battle in the election, which also, I don't know if you saw, shine light on the fraud that was the 2020 election.
Yes.
With, I don't know, 20 million extra ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's up to us. We the people. That's what Americans Anonymous is about. We got to keep the pressure on. We got to triple down at our school board and watching the taxes in our community and looking at who's the land manager and what are they doing and what is happening with our farms in our local communities and what is, because this is where the real change, the real renaissance after the revolution could happen, because that is going to come down to every individual American citizen taking responsibility where and they can. And like you said, for our family, our children, our future, and frankly, freedom and liberty worldwide.
It's funny that the left has always been calling Trump a fascist. And I know that they don't really know what fascism is, but it's the blending of government and big business for the benefit of government, and with corporatism being the same thing, but for the benefit of big business. we talk about public-private partnerships. It's funny, they call Trump a fascist. They're actually right in that regard. Biden would qualify as this as well. This public-private partnership is fascism / corporatism, however you, depending on who benefits the most. I don't know, maybe BlackRock benefits a little bit more than the government, but the government doesn't measure their victories in terms of how much money they make. They measure them in terms of how much control they have or whatnot. Whereas the companies may have a criteria that makes their stock price go up. But either way, they're both in business together. This public-private partnership doesn't get talked about enough. I hear you discussing it a lot, which I'm grateful for. I hear Whitney talking about it a ton, which is good because she's talking about it from a technocracy point of view. That might be the biggest problem that we face, right? That these unnamed, clearly unelected on the private side, private business side, private business. I mean, it's whatever this is. How do we break up this marriage between the government and big business? I know that they've always had they've always worked hand in hand. If you make enough money, you can then buy the politicians and make laws that favor you. But is there a way to extract ourselves from this, or is this sort of just the way it's going to be?
Well, I think, first of all, I think lobbying should be totally illegal, especially lobbying from foreign nations.
We have lobbyists
in Washington, D.C., not just from all big businesses, but also from China, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Israel, from everywhere in the world. As George Washington said on his farewell address, we should have no foreign influence in Washington, D.C., nor should we be influencing foreign countries. I think the biggest thing we can do in that realm is to not only stop all business as usual at USAID and National Endowment for Democracy, but audit them for the last 20 years, especially USAID. Second, the State Department, Secretary of State, State Department, I believe to be the ultimate public-private partnership. And don't forget, before Blinken jumped back in to run the State Department, for the 4 years Trump was in office, him and Avril Haines and all these other people ran WESEC Advisors, the ultimate public-private partnership consulting firm. There's just a lot of this stuff going on. Second, you know what we got to do? We got to rip apart the 501, every 501c3, 501c4, because what people also don't understand about BlackRock and Goldman Sachs and all of these companies, multinational, non-American companies, is that they also have foundations that are nonprofit, that are trusts, and if you look, you're going to find that every single time that we have been undermined, you're going to find the Ford Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, it's the same billionaire class that is running it are also these are tax deductible. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Open Society, Atlanta Council, all 501c3, 501c4s, most of them don't pay, anything to the government. I would love to get rid of the IRS in general. I don't know how you do that, but I do know that these people do not deserve to have a free ride when they are running the controlled demolition of America through NGOs. Like things like Arabella Partners, Tides Foundation. That should not exist. In the private sector, this would be criminal. You can't even give, somebody you're working with, you can't give them tickets to the Yankees game without having the IRS show up. But yet our government can do this to the tune of billions of dollars. I mean, the 501 thing has to be undone. We should not have lobbying at all. And frankly, think tanks have to be incredibly opaque or not exist. And the other thing I think that is the biggest thing that we could do in America, I don't know who would have the guts to do it, but frankly, I believe that we are the only country that not only does our Pentagon get about a $900 billion budget, but those contractors of the government are also traded on Wall Street. So the endless war model benefits endless war. And I think we have to be honest about everything from that. I often play, as you know, the Wesley Clark admission about Rumsfeld and going into all the countries that we have since gone into and destroyed. Particularly most disturbing to me are both Iraq and Libya because of what they were doing at the time, which was trying to liberate their people and have their own financial and oil and gas and all of that. Well, guess what? We are at a point where they won. Whether you destroyed Libya or Iraq or not, the BRICS nations are done. And now we have to be very honest with what we want for the future. And frankly, I would prefer, because most people, I think, are not clear that we were isolated with the sanctions on Russia, not Russia. And we have been isolated by the NATO nations. And we, the United States of America, happens to be the military arm of this isolated Five Eyes, unholy alliance, again, in the intelligence, in the military. None of this is good for the future of humanity. And I really do believe that we have to push for a better way forward that doesn't include anyone involved with the United Nations and their tentacles. Because frankly, if people do not know, the United Nations is an oligarch billionaire appointed position. Not, and the people that get appointed, for first of all, only five nations have any say about anything. And yes. And B, and all of them are in on Agenda 2030. So if you think the CCP and Russia aren't, you're wrong.
Right.
But the only thing that can stop that are the people being A, educated, empowered, and at the same time, you and I and people all over the world starting to realize that we actually do have power, and this learned helplessness of our governments and the controlled narrative can end, but we have to end it. They're not going to end controlling everything. We are going to have to keep being rogue, keep being the union of the unwanted, keep showing up and speaking up and standing up, and really being the champions of the future ourselves. And that's not just here, but without America, they cannot achieve it. So we do have to make sure that the United States of America is very clear on where power lies and where it should lie, which is totally upside down from where we are right now.
I love those votes in the United Nations where it's like, are you, is oxygen good for you? Everyone votes yes. USA and Israel vote no. You know, whatever it is, whenever it's anything, it's those two. They're like, no, we're not doing that. It's like, would you really like to introduce a resolution? Would you please stop killing children? Every other country, yes. USA, no. Israel, no. So until we get out of that group that's running, trying to run the world. And of course, the world, the United Nations, this isn't some conspiracy theory that they want to unite the nations into a world government. They talk about it openly. In the 60s, a decision was made by all these other groups. They say, well, listen, United Nations is uniquely qualified to be the world government, so we're going to defer to them. We're just going to make them in charge. So this, you have a conversation with your normie friend. They go, oh, get out of here with you crazy, your theories about them trying to form a world government. Oh, it was devised in order to create something along the lines of, I think they've given up on world government, you know?
Right, like that's why.
Groups
yeah.
in every country and, you know, a world government flag or something. That's never going to happen. But boy, if you can do it legally, if you can legally take over, if you can install the World Health Organization in a supranational authority where it then dictates down to every country, because this isn't political. This is about health. This is about the next pandemic that's on the calendar somewhere.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, that seems like a more devious form of control it legally. Right. So instead of boots on the ground, it's just lawyers in the Capitol that are making all of these decisions.
It's lawfare.
I just wonder about that.
It's international lawfare, and it's not illegal right now for a lobbyist from Ukraine or somewhere else to go to our State Department and come up with a plan to silence and censor anyone questioning the war in Ukraine. That actually just happened. And I mean, you can do it with any country that is influencing. And first of all, I like the idea, and I know Trump had it before, and I believe it's going to happen again. Move the agencies that survive the post 9th and 10th Amendment cleaning of house out of D.C.
Yes.
I believe the USDA, he was going to put it in Kansas in his second term. EPA, he wants to move out if it even survives. Some of these agencies won't survive. I was talking to Flynn yesterday about many of them that can go. You know, he's already talking about dismantling the Department of Education. And then the Good. Lunatics on the other side that do watch MSNBC think like, well, what is going to happen to our kids? A and B aren't related. What has happened to our kids is the $1.8 billion at the federal level for education. That's what happened to our kids because they're partnered with the UN and the World Economic Forum. And I think that's another place that we have to also interject, which is the World Economic Forum and the UN are one in the same and have been since Kofi Annan. And they, one side is the business and the money and the public-private partnership stakeholders. The other one is the front group that we all see as the United Nations. But truly, we've talked many times. You've had on John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. What I have to say is, we are not watching where this money is going. Like, how dare they do these omnibus bills that are this big, and the people we voted for vote for or against them based on party lines? Who are you representing? You're representing the parent company. And again, every bill should be put in with a time period for the American people. We have the technology that it's listed online. If you follow the Federal Register, you'll see it pop up. We got to take more of an interest in that locally, statewide, and nationally. Do you know that they have not balanced the budget since 2008? It's always continuing resolutions. What kind of criminals do we have running this country? And then if you want, you know, then on the other side with the intelligence blob, apparently, if you cover up crimes by our country for reasons of national security, you get a promotion. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. It is literally when I guess it was one of the guys, mafia guys, was on the other day and just saying it's just the next level. You become a made man in the intelligence community, you will get promoted. I mean, this is really where we are, and it's across the board. And Larry Fink, frankly, said he doesn't care who wins; it doesn't affect him. Well, you know what? If that's the case, and you're going to fund, you know, all these different things all over the world, well, then maybe you shouldn't be running the taxpayers' pensions to do such a thing. If you are a private company, how about being a private company? So there's just so much of what we're talking about, the public-private partnership that is so out of control. And yep. And for me, it's always going to be the first thing I'd like to see is the Patriot Act repealed and all the agencies either destroyed or sucked into under military intelligence or something else, because everything that has come out of the unconstitutional Patriot Act has been a disaster for this country.
What do we do about the people that like Trump 2.0, right? He's coming in. Kushner.
I see ya. These guys, I don't think Kushner is going to be involved.
Oh, you don't think so this time? Okay. That'd be good.
No, I don't. Doesn't mean that his business interests won't be. I'm not an idiot, but I do think that, first of all, a lot of things that are being put out right now are coming through Maggie Haberman, who, if you recall, was John Podesta's girl during the entire Russiagate. That's something I also want to say, because you have a very different audience than me, and I think it's important that people try to take Trump out of it. It's hard, I know. But try to take Trump out of the scenario when you think of 2016. In 2016, we had the largest sedition and treason committed against we the people of the United States in our lifetimes. And whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, what Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, Page, all of these people did to the United States of America, not Trump, what they did to us. And it's really important to understand, it doesn't matter who was in there. It matters that these people in these positions deceived this nation on a grand scale with their partners in the media to completely destroy not just Donald Trump's first term, but our relationship with Russia and with the rest of the world. And again, this is Nuland. This is Power. This is Susan Rice. These are all the trilaterals you talk about. We have been infiltrated on every level, but there's one level that I believe needs to be dealt with, and that is the people involved in Crossfire Hurricane, in two fraudulent impeachments. And I remember Whitney Webb was on Union with us probably 6 months before the 2020 election, warning everyone about the Transition Integrity Project. And those people never stopped. That's Weissman, Eisen, you know, McCord, all the same people doing the lawfare now, all those same people. You know, Cass Sunstein's writing the open border stuff. This is all because they work for the parent company. And I believe that all these people are also financially invested. Once they become private citizens and they start working for the DC law firms or the DC think tanks or Just Security or, you know, state, what's it called? What's Eisen's new thing? Crew, Center for Responsible Ethics in Washington, or Brookings Lawfare. Like, these people are rewarded for deceiving us. Forget about Trump. They lied for years to the people to make us hate each other. And then again, you have to also remember, why are people with the highest level clearance being hired on CNN and MSNBC as correspondents?
Right.
Like, I mean, the marriage between, which has always been their Operation Mockingbird, but the very, from 2016 on, because here's the thing, Crossfire Hurricane, they spied on Trump and 26 other people besides Trump before they established with Strzok and Brennan the impetus to even start the 702 process and Crossfire Hurricane. But the Weissman-Eisen report was a cover-up of it. They already knew Seth Rich. They already knew what was going on with Julian Assange. They didn't even tell us about Julian Assange until after the Mueller report was turned in. Why? So there's just a lot of criminality that happened there. The two impeachments. What happened on January 6th? Because it ain't what we've been told. Right. So when I look at these people, you have to take a step back and be like, who do they think they are? Because we're talking about, the way I've broken it down, about 7,000 people that have worked to divide us by gender, by race, by class, by education, by everything they can to destroy us from within, as per your book, The Controlled Demolition of America. Well, I see them. I know who they are. I know what they've done. And I believe that we need to have some actual accountability and justice this time.
I agree. That would go a long way. I know that a lot of people would still be cynical about, well, you know, are they really, you know, they're not going after everyone. I would prefer that they get this guy and that guy, and they're not going after, nobody will be completely happy. However, symbolically, to see some of these guys perp walked, taken out, put on trial, and have their actions be made available to the general public. We know about them, of course, because we're digging into it. I mean, but the general public is still of the belief that Trump is a Putin associate, and he's peeing on hookers in hotel rooms and all of this stuff. They believe absurdities because they just don't want to understand that maybe, you know, hilarious to say this, but maybe in this particular case, he was the victim of it. And Trump isn't a victim in life in general, but in this case,
he was.
In this case, they came after him. And like you said, it's beyond him. Like, remove him from the situation, if you was. He said, you know, they're coming after you. I'm standing in the way. Right. Like, true to an extent. They are definitely coming after us. And he may be in on it to the extent that he is. But this idea, regardless of whether you like Trump, hate Trump, or a leftist, or whatever, this cannot stand. They did to the president, what they did to try and hijack that administration, and all of the lies that went on as a result of that, they still haven't been brought out into the public, the actual general public. There's still people out there that believe the Russiagate conspiracy is true. They tried to run it for a third time.
They're still doing it. I know. I saw Max Boone, Maggie Haberman, Jen Rubin, the original suspects. And the craziest part is, you have to also remember, I we've had this debate on Union as well. These are human beings, and it's very hard to, I'm telling you, no matter what you think of Melania Trump, I firmly believe that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was to find evidence that they think Trump has against them. And frankly, to have her come home and have her entire, like, drawers of clothes and books. They went through everything in Melania's bedroom, everything in Barron's bedroom, everything. They want to take Giuliani's rings from the Yankees. They want to throw Bannon in jail again for not going in front of the fake January 6th committee. They belong in prison. So this isn't really about Trump. It's really about the deception that they've caused in our family members and our friends that have no idea what has been done in our name here or around the world, because we paid $50 million for that fake Mueller-Weissman investigation. And we've paid a lot. We've paid already $50 million for Jack Smith's investigation, which is a total fraud. So all I'm saying is, all of this money is also being distributed to all the other players and the PR people and all of this. I just think that it's time for we the people to say we've had enough and we don't want this anymore. And again, I do believe that Trump immediately has to release everything about JFK and let the chips fall where they may. And you know, of course, I almost like keeled over when I heard about Pompeo or anyone, but then he corrected that. And I believe other things will be corrected coming up. But in the meantime, we do have to remember that there's a lot of things we the people can and should be doing that we're not. And we're not because it became a debt slavery model, this hopium and nonsense. Also, you know, I talk a lot in the book about Hollywood, especially reality TV and voyeurism and what's happened online. And frankly, DARPA and all the people that created the entire social media apparatus telling us this is going to bring us closer when frankly, it's brought us way farther apart and siloed us and all of that. There's just a lot of internal changes people have to make to change in their regular lives, which is in the book, because all of this is it. The entire change is inside each and every single one of us to want to change and to be literally, I hate to be Gandhi, but to be that change that you want to see. Because I really do believe that ripple effect is the only thing that will help us rise above and have a better future.
Let's wrap up with this, because you mentioned here there's a term you used, empowered citizen. It's a great term. We haven't felt very empowered. We felt very disconnected from our power and from our voice too. You see the insanity out there. You're right to recognize it. You call it out, and then nothing, right? And when nothing happens in the face of rampant criminality,
right,
it starts to do something to you. It starts to make you feel like, what's the point? You know, like, right. What am I? But the psychology of somebody who, once that turns and you start to feel empowered, that has a cast, that has a moment, it creates a momentum in people that keeps them going. I want to wrap this up on a positive side of things, because I think there's a lot to be positive.
There is.
About going forward. What does America look like with a citizenry that feels empowered?
Well, I think America would be so, and I've been talking about this a lot, even on the night. I think that it would give people not just the opportunity, but also the impetus to want to know their neighbors again, to actually feel like, you know, the town square or the park down there is theirs. And to oversee, like, people won't run for office, even if they want to, because of the gladiator style hell on earth that they make anyone that is outside of the status quo. So these things like election commissions and surveillance and the farming, everything is in your backyard. And it's been the biggest honor of my life. I've driven through 30 states. I've spoken all over this country. And we have such a beautiful country, and every state has its own personality and its own, you know, flavor. And I mean, it's just amazing. And we're not treating our backyard like it's ours and like it matters. And frankly, to me, it also looks like a citizenry that is overseeing the government on a local, state, and federal level, where we are aware, where we are sharing everything. Look, For months, I thought my door was going to get kicked in by the FBI. Now I have a respite for 4 years to keep going to meetings, to keep showing up, to make sure my neighbors and I, my community and my county even, are working together to make sure that we have the best parks and recreation and water supply and all of this. I mean, there's so much. Just find one thing you care about. How about, we have 350,000 children somewhere in America. Start a group in your local community to start weeding that out. But I'll tell you, once you show up and you feel that energy, person to person, face to face, in a crowd of like-minded folks that believe in liberty and freedom of speech and sovereignty and self-determination, it lights you on fire inside. You have more energy, more excitement. You want to get in there and find like-minded folks to work together to make whatever it is better and awesome. And we have the money, we have the ability, we have the technology. All we have to do is motivate ourselves to get with other people and start to build coalitions of citizens that are empowered. Because as Madison, I think, is the one who said it, when the government fears the people, that is where liberty lies. And we really have to go back to reminding them that they work for us for real and acting like it every single day.
Well, this book, Americans Anonymous, you talk about the 12-step program. I like to think of this as somebody that's getting sober and starts to assess where they've been and where they are now, and they start to feel pretty positive that they've broken that chain, and the momentum starts to build, and the good things start to build on top of other good things. And the next thing you know, you're starting to feel like there's hope out there. You know,
yes.
I can be sober. I'm not burdened. I'm unburdened by what used to be.
Yeah, you can be your best self. you know?
Yeah. As a person, as a member of the community, maybe even as a country. Now, where's the best place for people to get your book and to support your work?
Well, they can go to MelKayShow.com. There's a tab there for the book, or it is sold everywhere that books are sold. And also, The Mel Kay Show is every night on Rumble and wherever free speech is still allowed. And of course, I am regularly on The Union of the Unwanted, the great coming together, because I think that The Union of the Unwanted, honestly, model, we should have like those models everywhere. We should be taking that on the road. People should be doing that in their backyard, getting like-minded folks together. So that's really what my show's about, is having as many voices that can, work together for a far better future than we maybe imagined, but I believe we can have.
It's been my great pleasure to get to know you over the years.
Me too.
One of my favorite people. A true, beautiful person. And I'm so glad you're an author now. Hey, you've been
like
selling
you.
You've been selling my book more than I've been selling my book. And so it's my turn to repay the favor.
Thank
Ladies
you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Americans Anonymous by Mel Kay. Go to Amazon, get it, or go to MelKayShow.com and get it there as well. Support her work. That's Mel. She's the best. If you are interested in connecting with me, the website macroaggressions.io is the best place to do that. If you like the show, consider rating it. If you think we've earned 5 stars, we certainly would appreciate it as we fight this algorithm battle. I'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.